Welcome to Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, for the game between the New York Mets and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rod Cannell. Batting second. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Cliff Cook. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the New York Mets, Roger Craig. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Maury Wills. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Moon. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Roseborough. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Trusiewski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Koufax. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. And now, play ball. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trusiewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills bunts towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Gilliam takes first base on ball four. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fairley hits a line drive into right field. Hickman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hickman. Gilliam moves to third. Fairley moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gilliam tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Moon hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Craig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cook strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cranepool hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Roseborough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Roseborough strikes out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Davis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hunt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trusiewski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Koufax hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Moran strikes out. 1 out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sherry hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Craig takes first base on ball 4. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Poole scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilliam for the out. 2 outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Poole scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Moon is 0 for 1 in the game. Moon hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roseborough is 0 for 1 in the game. Roseborough hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crane Poole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Crane Poole is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Crane Poole is 0 for 1 in the game. Crane Poole hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koufax fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherry hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Dick Trusewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trusewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Koufax is 0 for 1 in the game. Koufax takes first base on ball 4. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 2 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Craig is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Craig hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trusewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Craig moves to second. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Craig moves to third. 2 outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gilliam hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sherry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moon is 0 for 2 in the game. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis moves to second. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 2 in the game. Roseboro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Roseboro fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trasuski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Sherry and he is out, Hunt applying the tag. One out. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Trasuski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trasuski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Koufax is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Koufax strikes out. 2 outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wills is 0-for-3 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moran is 0-for-2 in the game. Moran hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sherry is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherry strikes out. 2 outs. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koufax fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fairley bunts towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. Gilliam moves to second. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moon hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Walls now playing right field. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cannell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cannell strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal is 0-for-3 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 1, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.